Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 3:1. The Day of Seven, Part 9. The Removal of Leviathan. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 28th day of the 10th month.
Ask her what happened.
¿Qué pasó, mujer? Mujer, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué fue lo que viste? ¿Quién fue?
No sé. No sé.
Dime, mujer.
No sé qué fue.
¿Quién fue? Dime.
La selva se lo llevó.
¿Qué?
No sé, no estoy segura, no sé.
She says the jungle. It just came alive and took him.
Bullshit! It's not what she said.
Ask her. Ask her what she saw. Ask her what happened to Hawkins.
Go ahead, Oscar.
¿Qué pasó hoy? ¿Qué fue lo que viste?
Te dije lo que sé. Fue la selva que se lo llevó. ¿Qué más quieres que te diga?
She says the same fucking thing. The jungle that came alive and took him. Billy, you know something. What is it?
I'm scared, Pancho.
Bullshit. You ain't afraid of no man.
There's something out there waiting for us. And it ain't no man.
Dear Dan, sometime after January of 2000, the Lord opened my eyes to see a spirit, or in this case, a twisted set of three spirits that the Lord called Leviathan. This entity was seated on my wife's TV chair in the family room. Our TV chairs in the family room were situated so that M and I were facing one another with the TV to one side, in this case to my left and her right, so that we would have to turn our heads to watch TV. I noticed that as I would watch TV, my peripheral vision could see my wife's head turned toward the TV, but I could also see another face looking straight ahead at me. I wondered at this for some time, even days. Then, one night after M had retired for the night, the Lord directed me to sit in my wife's chair. I kind of had an idea as to where this was going, since I had already some experience with the removal of familiar spirits at work. I sat down on the chair and somehow took Leviathan into my body. Then I went out onto the back deck and expelled the devils into the Lord's hands, who removed the enemy forthwith. The next day, I could tell that things were better between my wife and me. There was better communication between us, an absence of underlying anger, which, to my wife's credit, never really manifested, as she was stronger than evil spirits, and no more demonic aliens sitting in my wife's TV chair. Praise God. I don't know exactly how long Leviathan was in our house. I do know that I have a tendency to spend more time than necessary analyzing things. One time while I was sitting in the family room, I could feel something like a burst of evil shoot at me from Leviathan. Gabe said that I had just taken a hit. Another time, Gabe jumped in front of me and took a hit on my behalf. This happened quickly, but I could still see it occur. This is why I can call Gabe my friend. He took a bullet for me. It was not long after that Leviathan was removed. Something else happened in the family room. Jesus was with us, and I had gone out into the kitchen and was coming back in when I stumbled and started to fall over. I put my hand out to steady myself against one of those newer wooden-style TV trays. Of course, it was not strong enough to hold me up under a diagonal force, so over I went, breaking the TV tray in the process. I did not get hurt because Gabe controlled and slowed the fall. Then Jesus said that there had been a few demons left in the family room, and that he had put them into the TV tray while it was breaking. I was given specific instructions on how to deal with them. I put the broken pieces into a black plastic trash bag and tied a knot at the top to securely close it. Then I put the bag in the back of my Chevy S10 truck. Later, we went out for coffee to a restaurant. As I was walking past the bed of my truck, I heard what sounded like one of the wood parts in the bag hitting another, not many times, but twice. Jesus said that the demons were getting restless and causing the wood to move a little. After coffee, we threw the bag into the dumpster outside. The demon-possessed TV tray most likely ended up in a landfill someplace in Oregon. Wherever they are, so they shall remain until judgment. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
It's jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? It's jungle out there. Poison in the very air we breathe. Do you know what's in the water that you drink? Well, I do. And it's amazing. People think I'm crazy, cause I worry all the time. If you paid attention, you'd be worried too. You better pay attention. All this world we love so much might just kill you. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. Cause there's the jungle out there. There's the jungle out there.